Moving overseas now, and today some high-profile names have thrown their support behind Mahmoud Sasak, a 25-year-old Gazan footballer who's being held without charge in an Israeli jail and is on a three-month-long hunger strike. Left-wing critic Noam Chomsky and French football legend Eric Cantona were among those appealing for his release, but the Israelis are yet to move. Nicholas Pipe has more.
In 2009, Gazan footballer Mahmoud Sasak travelled to the West Bank to join his new team. But on his arrival, Israeli authorities claimed he was a terrorist and put him in prison. He stayed there ever since, without any charge, evidence or trial. And now Sasak is close to death, having spent 87 days on hunger strike. Dr. Bassam Dali from Australian Friends of Palestine is upset that something like this can happen in an area meant to be moving towards peace.
Here's somebody who's apparently a rising star. Who's a footballer who wants to pursue his dream like any other 20-year-old around the world. He was prevented from that. He wasn't going into Israel to work or to do anything. He was going to cross to the other side so he could follow his dream and play with another soccer team in the West Bank. And that landed him in prison for 3 years now. He wasn't even trying to cross illegally. He went to the Erez crossing, and there, that's where he was detained and kept for the last 3 years.
Dr. Dali says Sasak and other prisoners are having their human rights denied.
One of the reasons they went on strike is because the conditions were really dire, because they kept in solitary confinement for months at the time, and Israel is forbidding anybody from Gaza to actually go and visit their relatives inside Israel. In many of these cases as well, the lawyers stand up to these military courts, and a defending lawyer is not allowed to see the information that they're showing to the judge to actually imprison this particular person. So there's a lawyer in there going to defend somebody who actually doesn't know what the charges are, or what the evidence against him is.
Anthony Lowenstein, independent journalist and author of My Israel Question, explains the Israeli legal principle holding Sasak.
Israel for many, many years holds individuals under something called administrative detention, which essentially is a quasi-legal process where Palestinians are allowed to be kept almost indefinitely in prison. And the problem with this system is that the individuals themselves who are being held, there's no obligation to show them the evidence why they're being held. In other words, you can be held in an Orwellian situation where the accuser, in this case the Israeli government, says you're a terrorist or you hate Jews or you've committed terrorist acts, without having to provide the evidence for that. This is exactly what the American administration under George Bush, and indeed under the Obama administration, has been doing in the last 10 years, which is saying we should be judge, jury and executioner. We have the evidence. You should trust us because we say these people are bad. So I guess what this really says is, and is why in the last few months there were 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, some of whom were under administrative detention, who were on a hunger strike for a long time, some of whom became very close to death, to highlight to the world in a non-violent way what Israel is doing under occupation to them. And whenever you hear an Israeli spokesperson or a Zionist lobbyist in Australia or an Israeli minister or anyone who has this point of view, they simply say, trust us, we tell you these people are guilty and terrorists. To which I say, and indeed Human Rights Watch, Amnesty, the UN have been saying for years, literally years, is prove it. If you believe in democracy and open societies, have an open and fair trial. And Israel simply does not do that in these cases.
Lowenstein thinks Australians have a role in working towards a resolution.
Australia in the last 10 years, in the UN particularly, has been one of the few countries in the world that has provided pretty much unquestioned support for Israel. What's required is the Australian government. As Australian citizens, we should be demanding the Australian government puts pressure on a country like Israel to actually uphold international law. I'm not actually asking for very much here. We're asking for Israel to abide by international rules and regulations.
But, as Dr. Dali says, it may be too late for Mahmoud Sasak.
Even if he survives, I was reading on the net that he now suffers from diabetes, brittlement of the bones, some cataracts. His cholesterol level is quite high. He has kidney problems. So the thing is, if you've been on a hunger strike for 90 days, despite the fact that he was fit and so on, you can't suddenly just start eating and everything, all the problems are gone. I think he's going to be in months until his health perhaps recovered. I doubt if he will ever play soccer again. I'm just hoping that he actually survives. And I've seen an interview with his mum and with his niece on the web, and it's just heartbreaking for a mum to know that her 20-year-old son just been taken away for following his dream. She never saw him again, and knowing that he's going to die and she can't give him even a glass of water to drink or anything to actually help him along, it's actually very sad.
Dr. Bassam Dali from Australian Friends of Palestine, ending that report by Nicholas Pipe.